Welcome to round two. Ready, set, fight. This is Ridiculous Ramblings. I'm your host, Amy. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday and whoa, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. And I don't know about you, but I've been living on a prayer and a whole lot of Red Bull. Who knew selling tires could leave you feeling so flat? Oh, the dad jokes. Oh, the dad bods. I do love them both. So something that's been on my mind, online dating. Now, after being married for 15 years, boy, did things change. Newly single and close to 40, I signed up for Tinder. And much like Alice, I was lost in Tinderland, and oh, what a wonder. Well, sometimes. Now, I'm a Midwest girl who was raised in a conservative religion and never sent a sext or a nude picture. So imagine my surprise when one of the first messages I received was, "Can I say your butthole?" Well, I've never, I gasped as I clutched my pearls. But quite frankly, Scarlett, they didn't give a damn. So not every message was like this. I did meet some pretty nice people. One who stole my heart was some hummingbird cupcakes. Hey, babe, I love you. So I had a few guys ask for my phone number, and one stalker later, I made a Snapchat account and kept my number to myself. PSA, dick pics are not a conversation. My boyfriend, who actually came up with this and told me to put this in here, because he's a funny guy, said if they were, his would be a short conversation. However, I disagree. Side note, if you save them and send one back, it doesn't always deter the sender. Speaking from personal experience, I am Amy and I approve this message, but I did not approve that dick pic. Back to the Midwest upbringing, also influenced by a Southern background, I quickly learned you can't always be polite and say, "Yes, sir." Whew. That conversation took a hard turn, which led me down another rabbit hole. BDSM. I'd heard of it, but I had no idea what all it entailed. Oh, the places you will go with your browser search set in private. So, my boyfriend and I have often shared some of our crazy experiences with online dating. He even made a list of his favorite messages. Allow me to share a few passages from Bitches Be Crazy, the Book of Tinder, chapter 2, verses 3 and 6. One writes, "I am deeply Christian, and I have children to protect and be an inspiration of love for God. But if you want to meet up at a hotel and have some fun, I won't tell Jesus if you don't. Wink, wink." Number 2. "Please let me know if you are already talking to someone else. I don't feel like chasing you. If you're already chatting with someone else," in all capitals, "please note that my solicitation of sex will be met with a savage comment, a report, a block. I am not here for that. I am not here for your enjoyment. You are not a man if that's what you want from me. You are a disgusting animal and have nothing to offer to society. With that said, please be within 50 miles. I will chat with you if you are further away, but do not expect me to travel to meet you. Gas prices are horrible, and I am not wasting any mileage on my car. Don't be a fake profile. Don't try to scam me. I don't fall for it." All capitals. "I am not here to sleep with you. Please go find a $2 whore." Honey, if you can find a $2 whore in this economy, you might want to share a link. Been in a few relationships now. One was from here. I'm back on here again to see if I can actually find my forever guy. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment right now. I am not looking to have any kids. So if you want to, it's not going to be me. Please look elsewhere. All capitals. "Let me make one thing clear. I did not pay to be offered sex from the users on here. If that is what your desire is, get the French toast off my profile. Just hanging out. Going to a hockey game or something. Going to dinner. Want to try axe throwing?" That concludes our passages for today's reading. So, if you have any funny online dating stories, horrors, what have you, I would absolutely love to hear them. you can share those at my email address, which is ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Comments, questions, just want to say, hey girl, hey, I'm here for it. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope everyone survives the rest of this week. You can do it. I have faith in you. Wherever you are listening from, I hope that you're doing well. So, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.